think everybody's pretty much back, so we'll go ahead and get started here. I apologize that our executive session ran over a little bit. We always try to keep it to an hour and a half, but sometimes that's just not possible given the areas we have to discuss, so can never guarantee it. Apologize for any inconvenience. So welcome all back to the May meeting of the Board of Trustees. This is a time of the year that really kind of unique. It makes our services trustees very beneficial. It's gratifying to take part in the commencement ceremonies. After all, this is what we're all working for, what occurs last week and in the weekend to come. I'm sure our student colleagues would agree with that. Last Saturday, I was at the medical school graduation at Urbana, and I think my colleagues were speaking at the various graduation ceremonies at UIC, and I would like to thank you all for making that effort. I think it means a lot to the faculty and students when we show up to congratulate them and offer our support and congratulations. So thank you all for your efforts. And I'm pretty sure everybody participated. So we had a 100% participation rate. Let's see. So coming up, we have this Saturday, the big graduation at Urbana, graduations here. And I guess, Ray, you're going to participate in the College of Ag.
I am. I have a nephew that's going to graduate. So
That's a wonderful perk to be able to be involved in that.
Looking forward to it.
And then yesterday, we all spent time on the Capitol talking to various elected officials, and I found it to be a very beneficial day, worthwhile, and educational for me. I hope you all felt that it was the same. If anybody has any suggestions of how we may improve that day in terms of logistics, talking to people, this is a work in progress. So open to all suggestions. Michael, did you have a comment?
Mr. Chairman, not a suggestion, but I would like also to take the opportunity to thank the trustees for the participation over the last 4 days from Thursday until Sunday. Trustee Montgomery, Trustee Cepeda, Trustee Smart, Trustee Fitzgerald, they were there for 7 out of the 13 ceremonies that we had. And I saw deans walking up to them and saying, this is the first time that a trustee has participated in our commencement ceremony, especially in some of the smaller colleges. So it's really, much appreciated from the faculty, the staff, the parents, and the students. So thank you.
That's great to hear, Michael. Thank you very much. I would now like to resume the open meeting of the board and invite 4 students from UIS to sing the Illinois State Song for us. And I apologize if I mispronounce any names here, but Alex Ginglin is a senior Camerata scholar from Lewiston, Illinois. He is a computer science major and is also in the Capital Scholar Honors Program. Brooke Ginglin is a sophomore Camerata scholar who is also from Lewiston. She is in the pre-nursing program and one of the university's first recipients of the Memorial Health System's scholarship in nursing. Congratulations. Natalie Kerr, a freshman and Camerata scholar, is from Washington, Illinois. She is a biology major with a focus on environmental science and also is in the Capital Scholar Honors Program. And Sandro Vasquez is a junior Camerata scholar who is from Plainfield, Illinois. His major is computer science and also is in the Capital Scholar Honors Program. Take it away, and thank you for being here.
By thy rivers gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois, o'er thy prairies verdant growing, Illinois, Illinois, comes an echo on the breeze, rustling through the leafy trees, and its mellow tones are thee. Illinois, Illinois. Springfield campus town, Illinois, Illinois, with its roots in Sangamon, as the years pass swiftly on, to you I as will raise our song, Illinois, Illinois, to you I as will raise our song,
Okay, at this time, we will install a new trustee. I would like to invite Mr. Donald Edwards, who is beginning his term as a trustee, to join me at the podium in order to convey the responsibilities and expectations for members of the Board of Trustees. Yep.
Karina?
That comes a little later.
Oh, okay.
There is no hazing involved in this, so Don.
A little concerned.
The statutes of the state of Illinois created the university in 1867 prescribed the powers of the trustees to establish and provide for the educational program, to hold and convey property, to provide the requisite buildings, apparatus, and conveniences, etc. The University of Illinois statutes promulgated by this board emphasize the responsibility of the board to secure the needed revenues for the university and to determine the ways in which the university funds shall be applied. And they make clear the distinction between the formulation of policy by the board and the execution of policy by the president, other officers, and other bodies of the university under authority delegated by the board. However, beyond these formal specifications is a tradition of dual stewardship to the people of Illinois and to the university community, a difficult yet essential interrelationship which must be constructed and maintained by us, by each of us, as trustees of the university and for the people. My colleagues and I now formally welcome you to this difficult and important task, and we look forward to your participation in it. Congratulations.
When people get knighted, I guess.
I was about to say, this is good.
There you go, sir.
Thank you. Let's see, do we take pictures?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Okay. Just a few comments about to fellow board members about committee assignments. This is a piece of business that we must revisit now that we have a new trustee in place. So at this time, I'd like to announce we have made interim committee reassignments until we receive appointments for the two other board vacancies. ABFF, Ray as chair, include Lester, Jim, Colin, Nathan, and Don has agreed to serve on ABFF. The Healthcare System Committee, myself as chair, Ed, Colin, and Pat. The GPE, Pat as chair, Ed, Jill, and myself, and Nathan. Okay. And ASAC, which is Academic and Student Affairs, Jill is either chair or master, whatever it was.
Special master.
Special master. Thank you.
If you weren't in here before, you don't get the joke.
Yeah, it's an inside joke. Sorry. Colin, Nathan, Karina, Ray, and Don also. Okay. There are also liaison members of the board to other functions in the university. Myself as liaison to the foundation. Jill is liaison to the Alumni Association. Jim is currently our only liaison to the Merit Board. Right. Jim is also liaison to the Singapore Enterprise. And Ed is liaison for the Research Park and Illinois Ventures. We still have vacancies in the liaison, two vacancies in the Merit Board and one in Prairie Land Energy. So if anybody would like to volunteer for any of those, just let me know. So did I covered all those effectively? Okay. All right. Next, President Killeen, would you please introduce university officers and special guests?
Thank you, Chairman Coates. I would like to thank my colleagues, university officers, for being here today. At this time, I'd like to introduce our treasurer, Lester H. McKeever, Jr., Washington Pittman and McKeever. Also, Chancellor and Vice President Robert Jones from Urbana University. Chancellor and Vice President Michael Amoridis from Chicago. Chancellor and Vice President Susan Cook from Springfield. And the other university officers, Executive Vice President and Vice President for Academic Affairs, Barbara Wilson. Vice President and Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller, Walt Knorr. Interim Vice President for Research, Ed Seidel. University Counsel, Thomas Barrows. Executive Director for University Relations, Thomas Hardy. Secretary of the Board of Trustees and the University, Deidre Williams. I'd also like to introduce the Senate observers with us here today, representing the University Senate Conference, Jorge Villegas, Associate Professor, Department of Business Administration at Springfield. Representing the Chicago Campus Senate, Melanie Norwood, PhD student, Department of Criminology, Law and Justice. Representing the Urbana-Champaign Campus Senate, Gay Miller, Professor of Pathology, College of Veterinary Medicine, and Chair of the Urbana Senate Executive Committee. Representing the Springfield Campus Senate, Ranjan Kari, Associate Professor and Chair, Department of Management, College of Business and Management, and Chair of the Executive Committee of the Springfield Campus Senate. Representing our academic professional staff, Gina Massey, Grad Intern Recruiter, Graduate Public Service Internship Department. Also in attendance are Benet DeBerry Spence, a Professor at Department of Managerial Studies, Chicago. Harley Johnson, Professor, Department of Mechanical Science and Engineering. And Kathy Novak, Associate Professor, Department of Communication and Chair of the University Senate's Conference.
Thank you, President Killeen.